here at Bricky and the Burbs in Ringwood, we have one of the world's most successful musical comedians. You had to hear that and may have an opinion on it. What a coup! A big international star, David O'Doherty.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't want to increase the pressure on us, people on stage, and all the people who've gathered here this evening, or this morning, sorry, I forgot what country I was in. There are 30,000 people currently out there. Nick has already killed some with a t-shirt cannon, but some remain alive. But I just got a text from my mother, and she is listening to this in Dublin.
Oh!
It's 10 at night, and she's tuned in to hear this.
What's your mother's name?
Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi,
Anne. Lunch, Anne.
Morning from Melbourne, Australia.
She doesn't really believe I do this for a living. I think she thinks I just work in the airport in Dublin.
Well, David, I must say, when we were told who we could have, who we might want to get here, and when somebody mentioned that you were coming to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I said, a little bit starstruck, oh, my gosh, I love him. Do you think we could get him to Bricky in the Burbs? And then Nick, just casually in the meeting, goes, oh, yeah, I lived with him. You what? You lived with each other?
It's a bit of a stretch. We were housemates, though, for a month.
Yeah, we were, yeah. We did the Edinburgh Fringe is the Northern Hemisphere's biggest comedy and arts festival. Mm. And you just randomly shack up with a load of weirdos from around the world.
And you got the biggest one.
Yeah. Sucked in.
Every sense of the word I did. And, yeah, we had a beautiful month of being housemates.
What was he like to live with? Because we've spoke to Looch and she says he's horrific. So.
Yeah, there were, he certainly wasn't affected by there being mice in the house. The way some people would be like, oh, we need to do a big clean now. He'd be like, welcome the guys. He's given them names.
Even more housemates. I saw Ratatouille. I'm like, grouse. One of them can cook. This is the best. But then Edinburgh finished and I was going to Dublin for a week and David was kind enough. He said, mate, cancel your Airbnb. Come and live at my house in Dublin. And I thought, well, that's very nice of Dave. And I've turned up and on the first day, his house is filled. Keyboards, pianos, all sort of organs, different rooms. And David, he knew I'd been away from Australia for about 10 weeks at that point. He knew I was a bit homesick. So he took me room to room and played this song.
No matter where you are. my favorite ever all-time sporting clip, you guys, check this out, is in 2012, Ireland played Croatia in the football in the European Championships.
Who could forget?
The Croatia fans have all these incredible songs where they call and response, all the rest. And this is, so they're all on the tram going to the stadium before the biggest match in Irish football history. And Ireland needed to think of a song that we all knew together. And all of the Irish fans sang the theme from Home and Away. It was the one song that everyone in Ireland knows every bit of.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Summer Bay, all around.
Summer
the world.
Bay.
Yeah. It's a great what do you guys show. Like watching it? Just for beaches? Like, what are they like? Is it more of a sci-fi fantasy, Home and Away? Over? Who are these tanned people?
Imagine a world where it's not raining all of the time. That's what it is.
Now, you just got in yesterday morning, is that right? 6:30 a.m.?
Yes, I did, and I stayed up all day yesterday. I did the gala last night, which is a big gig for 3,000 people. And then I wasn't telling them at the time, but I was using that to keep me awake. This is one thing, you do not fall asleep while 3,000 people... There's 3,000 people watching us here today.
Oh, no, 27,000 people left. What's happened?
Now, David, we're very excited because you obviously... Ready, Steady, David O'Doherty, that is your show, a must-see show here in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You do have your keyboard here.
Yeah.
Do you think we could ask you to do a little something for Brecky and the Burbs here, the big crowd here in Ringwood?
Do you guys want to hear a song? Is that something you would like? Okay, well, as my mom, as Anne's listening.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to... okay, here we go. This is on behalf of everyone here lucky enough to have a mum and dad. Mum and dad, I'm so lucky to still have you around. And I want to know every lesson you've picked up along life's way. But whenever I'm about to ask, you say, how do I print a Google? What channel is Netflix on? What's the password to the family WhatsApp? Mum, stop calling it WhatsApp. You always call it WhatsApp. It should be WhatsApp. Ah, Mum, thank you. David, what's a meme? Oh, God. Where is the cloud? I don't know. Should we get TikToks? Nope. David, I think I'm stuck on the dark web. What? Show me your computer. No, you've just turned your color balance down. That's not the dark web. David, do you think we're idiots? Yeah, we just got an email from the bank. Apparently there was a fire and they'd lost all of our personal information. No! Just don't give them the three numbers on the back of the car. They'd lost the three numbers. Oh, not this again. David, look what we found. Mum, can you please stop Googling my name and going back 100 pages? It's a review. Do you remember you were in Canada in 2012? Yeah, I did. Mum, that was the worst time in my life. I was going through a breakup. Of course I've never looked at those reviews. Yeah, don't. They absolutely hated it. I printed it out and stuck it to the fridge. David, heard you were going to do a song with Nick Cody on the radio in Australia about us. What happens in that song? I think what the song's about, really, it's about how, I know when I was a kid, I asked a lot of questions and those have been really annoying for you. Well, now we're evens. To all the mums and dads.
And we'll love that back in Ireland.
Thank you.
Guy Sebastian, Sam Fisher, David O'Doherty, three voices of angels for you here today. Yeah, Ringwood.
That was Codes, that was my main fear, that Guy might do that song. It'd be so embarrassing if we both did the same song on your show.
You are absolutely phenomenal. It is such a treat to have you here breaking the burbs. David O'Doherty, if you can catch him. Ready, steady, David O'Doherty. Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh,
I was trying to impress you and then I stumbled at the end. That's a shame.